All right, Akadvach. Last week we finished Tef Aleph, Tefresh and Tes Tef Aleph. Many Yisraelis came out of Tef Aleph. I guess Halacha L'maaseh, like I mentioned last week at the end of the Shir, that if you see an Aveda, which is a name by Simin, to be able to press, the best way probably to handle it, to check it out and look at it without making a Maitekin, without being Makbir in any which way you're putting it into your hand, and to I'm not sure which organization you're referring to. Which organization you're referring to?
I don't know. I know my son-in-law backpacks around high school. He's a Egyptian dad. He's a Egyptian
dad. I don't know. I don't know what to take. Technically, you're not allowed to return. The Dalai Shimba Simon is not retrievable. Let's say they say they found this item exactly the way you described it. But if it's considered a Dalai Shimba Simon, it's not unique what you're describing, they have no right to give it to you. Also for them to give it to you. So, and anyway, Dalai Shimba Simon, the best way to do it is to, you have to check it out to see if it's a Yesh Bei Simon or not. Do it in a way that you don't make a Maizekinion on it. And after that, if you see that it's a name by Simon, then just leave it there, and that's probably the best off. All right, well, tonight we're going to discuss more Lamaisa. If it doesn't have a Simon and you didn't make a Maisa Kinyon, then it's probably best off for you to leave it there, because you're going to pick it up, you're going to be stuck with it forever. There's no way for you to give it back. And the, like this, is at least a chance that the owner might come back and pick it up. Whereas if you pick it up,
he doesn't pick it up in a week or two.
How long do you wait? Nothing. I mean, you just leave it there. It's best off to leave it there, because you can pick it up, you can be chayv by shava, and you have nothing to do with it. You won't be able to deal with it.
To
1 month.
To
what?
30 days.
No, Jim, I'm telling you to get out of a problem. The second you pick up, you can be stuck for it forever.
Time after while, no one gives me action.
Oh, you want to know in Hilchas Yish? That's what you're referring to right now. And the Chanami. So then there are halachas that if you could see it was there for a long time, Shasach Tvei, we'll get to it. Then in the Chanami, then you know that he was Miyayich, and then at that point, then you can pick it up and keep it. Right, then you won't even be Chayv HaShav. That's a good point. Okay, fine. Let's start. Siv Beis. Siv Beis is just giving you more general klolim. Siv Gimel is really when we start Halacha L'maaseh. All right, let's go through. But Medva Mamurim, when do we say that you have these Chiyuv HaShavo? Bunch of Tanoim. First, it has to be B'mokim Shu Chayiv L'Hashiv Misham. It has to be in a place that you are Chayiv to return from there, which means a Fuke, a city, a Goyisha city, or if you know it came from a Goy, okay, now we're going to get to it. But if it was in a Goyisha city, so you could assume it was from a Goy, let's say that's Pashab Shat, then you're not Chayiv to return it. Uvamokim, it also has to be a place, Shiroi L'Stapik Baba Veda. It has to be something that you have to be Roi. It's worthy to be misapic that it's an aveda, not that the person left it there. And he, like, if you find something, let's say on the table here in shul, why is it an aveda? He probably left it here. This is his safe. He's coming back tomorrow to learn. Or if he put something like the Gemara calls achari hageda, it wasn't an aveda. He put it there bedafka. He wants to retrieve it from there. He wants to come back to it. That's where he stores his stuff. That's not an aveda. Or shetei binyan shemuchak shi aveda. Even when it's lying there, it has to be lying in a way that it appears to be an aveda, like kalef hafuchin. It's upside down. You see that it was dropped or something. The shalai tiyah midas, it also can't be that if it's their midas, if the guy bedafka made an aveda midas out of it, he wanted it, he gave up on it, he doesn't need it anymore, and you see that it's apparent that he threw it out, then of course it's not an aveda. The shayyeh ba shava prut, it has to be a shava prut. If it's not a shava prut, you're not mechuyev in a shava. The shayyeh simen begufa ay b'mekayma, it has to have a simen. If it's a dav shayim by simen, and you know the bailam were ready miyayish from it, you don't have a chiv to pick it up, or you don't have a chiv to return, you could actually keep it. Also, v'shayyeh metapu ba ha'maisa shalai, you, the finder, has to be that you would be deal with this and be bothered with this if it would be your item. But if it's, let's say, zokin ve'nol fi chvaydoi, it's not roi for him, it's not worthy for him to do it, he doesn't have a chiv.
Again,
if
something
you find out,
something
that's, even if it, Correct. I'm giving you a dogma. I'm giving you a dogma. If it's like a zak min lefi chvoid, he is not mechuyev to do it. So it has to be someone that you're mechuyev to turn his aveda. Let's say a goy or certain mumarim, you might not have a chiv to return their avedis. Aval mchasa echad mekal elu. If any one of these aren't there, then einu chayev lohashav avedosa. Then you're not mechuyev to return the aveda. Now every single one, I just went through this fast. It's like, I don't know, 8, 9 of these klolim tonight. It's because really mechava, it's unusual. We don't have just giving you like a synopsis of what to expect ahead. And now the mechavas are going to go through in the following 5, 6, 7 samanim, explaining each one and all the pratim of each single klal. But as long as these are the klalim, it's not so partial. Not every time you see an aveda are you mechuyev to return that aveda. That's what you should be coming out of this. All right. Let's get into the meat. Let's do Sif Gimel, and here's where we start. Sif Gimel talks about a case which is very negay. When you find an aved, you might find it in an area that's a goyisha area, a parking lot of a supermarket, a parking lot of a chain store, whatever it is. It's an area where this whole city is roiv goyim, whatever. It might be in the area that you're allowed to be toilo that it was a goy. Well, at least it's an area that the goyim are found. And I said two things right now, and I'll explain.
That's about something near
Derech Haim. I'm not familiar with
Derech
Haim. Okay, let's first do the sif and then we'll try to get applications. Okay, now let me just give you, there are two different reasons, lumdis that might be going on, and actually it's machlekes mantaz, if there are two lumdis going on here in this sif. First of all, there's a svara that if Roiv Goyim are around, and I lost it, I'm going to assume that whoever found, even if it's a Dov Sheish Bazim, who's going to find my item? If they're Roiv Goyim, probably a Goy found my item. So if the Goy found my item, there's no chance I'm going to get this thing back. So I'm going to be Miyayish, even if it's a Dov Sheish Bazim. Because I'm going to be Taylor that the person who found it is the Roiv, namely a Goy. So that's one svara why these type of items will be permissible to keep, even though you were the Yid who found it. But you know that the guy who lost it thinks that someone who's going to find is the guy, and Mamela, he was Miyayish, even as a Davish Yesh B'Zimun. That's one Svara. And that Svara, both the Sma and the Taz agree on. There's yet another Svara, which is L'Chaya, what the Olam was probably thinking, more fundamental, is, hey, if there are Roiv Goyim here, then probably a guy lost it. So if I could assume that it was the guy who lost it, and not Mechuyiv, to be Meshav Aved of a guy. If there are Roiv Goyim in the city and it's an item that I can't tell, it's a Yiddish item or not, it's a pen, I don't know who lost this pen, I could assume a Goy lost a pen, because Roiv Goyim in the city, most probably the Goy lost it, in which case I'm allowed to keep it. The Sma holds that Svara as well, and the Taz argues, the Taz holds that Enochrami Midaraisa, that's true, but Midarabonin, there's an Indian that if since you could Efshel Levrui, you could be Machrez and track down the owner, don't be Taylor that it came from a guy, try tracking down the owner. So like the Taz, this Svara is not applicable. It means he doesn't have this, he has it on a Deraisa Dika level, but not on a Derabonin level. It means Lemaisa, the Taz holds, just because you want to assume that it came from a guy because there's a Roiv, that doesn't give you a head to keep it, you still have to be Machrez. The only Svara that's really negaya is that we could assume that the founder would be a guy, and therefore the loser is going to be Miyayish. So all you have is the Yish Nakuda, but the Yish Svara, but you don't have the other Svara that you could assume that the person who lost it is a guy.
Does the Yish get rid of that even to throw up on it?
Yeah, 100%. If I could assume that the loser was Miyayish because they are Roiv Goyim in the city, and the loser already knows that he lost the item, so he now knows to be Miyayish, and there's no way I'm going to get this back. Roiv people are Goyim, Mele in the Kanami, I'm allowed to keep it. Correct. Sorry? I'm going to show you many nafkaminis. Not one, many nafkaminis that are taichup of machava, had a halacha lemaisa. Could be many nafkaminis. I just kedai to understand that there are really two different dynamics going on here.
That's assuming that he knows that he lost it.
Loser knows that the guy will find it, but the guy might tell to you that Kashmish Kedusha, that you might return it, you won't be Miyayish.
Very good, that's a Ramah. You're just machavin to a Ramah. Okay, we're going to get to it. Hopefully we'll get to it. Sorry? Correct. 100%. In order to have Yish, that could be another nafkamina, as we'll see, that you can't assume the guy was Miyayish, because Yish limidas love Yish. So he has to first know that he lost it, till you could invoke the concept of Yish. Mashayin Kain, if you could be toileted from a guy, that's Miyad. Even if this happened immediately, correct, that would be another nafkamina. And as we're going to see, we'll see numerous nafkaminas. Okay, let's start. Ketzad, Zoktim Machabes Sif Gimel, Ketzad is going to explain that very first concept of Sif Beis, but Mokum Shulchayiv Lashav Misham, Ketzad, what do I mean that it's dependent on which Mokum it was lost or which Mokum was found? Ketzad, Zoktim Machabes, Hamaytei Mitzia, if someone finds a Mitzia, B'Mokum Sheyisroel Mitzuyim, Sham, he finds it in a place that Yisrael are found there. It's the Lashon Makaba. Chayev Lahanchiz is Mechuyiv to be Machiz. Why? Shulon Nisyayishu Abaylon. Because Abaylon were not Miyayish. And also, because it obviously fell from a Jew. Because it's the Yisrael and Mitzuyim Sham. Vafilu, Zakta Makaba, even weiter.
That's a row. You say Mitzuyim means a row.
Correct. Correct, yeah, that's, you're going to see, it brings that, even though, like, it was medactic, even though Mechab doesn't use the Lashon Roiv, he uses Mitzuyim, and I think there's a reason for it, maybe we'll get to it later, but yeah, the Pashas, it means Roiv. V'afilu hu'ir mechza akum or mechza Yisrael, even if the city is half Yidden and half Goyim, so now I have a Suffolk Avedo, because on the tzad that it was a Goy, I'm allowed to keep it. On the tzad it's a Yid, I got to give it back, so it's now a Suffolk Doraisa, I'm also Mechiv too. Be markers. I have to give it back. It's a suffix. Oyafilu, Zakta Machabi even weiter, bigger kiddush. Oyafilu ruba akum. The city is roiv akum. Vumatza b'makum shiroiv ha'ovrim shom Yisrael, but you found it in a place that roiv ha'ovrim shom Yisrael. Chayiv lahakzir. Even where I am in my shchuna, in my neighborhood, they are roiv yidden. Let's say I live in Flatbush. So the Brooklyn is a roiv goyim. But punk my black, or let's say my shchuna, my Yiddish area, the yeshiva is there, whatever it is, it's roiv Yisrael. It's, if it's roiv Yisrael and that's where you found it, you have to be makris. You can't assume it was a goyis, and you can't assume that someone's going to be miyayish, because over here I know that the Yidden are going to find it, because in this shchuna, they are roiv Yisraelim. That's the first half. Mashain came, continues the Machabo. Avol. In roiv here, akum, but if the roiv of the city would be goyim, Oyafilu ruba Yisrael, or even if roiv of the air is a Yisrael, just umatz b'makom shereiva ivrim shemakom. Let's say Lakewood is roiv Yisrael. Let's say Lakewood today has a gedin of roiv air is Yisrael, but you find it in the shchuna that you probably wouldn't walk down in daylight, certainly not at night. There are shchunas like that in Lakewood. So those shchunas are roivakum. You found it over there, ein uchayiv, you're not mechuyiv to be makris, even though the city is roiv Yisrael. Because you could assume, well, it could be two reasons, either because you assume that a goy lost it, or even if a yid lost it, he was zechem miyayish, because he's going to assume that for sure a goy found it. So either you have the svara that you toiled that it came from the guy, or you have the svara that even if it came from the yid, but he's going to be miyayish because it was found, or would have been found, or should have been found by a guy.
I say that the yid knows where he lost it.
Good. Excellent, Shaila. Good. Good. You assume if he lost it over there, so that's where he was halachelech. We have no reason to believe that's how he went. Good, Shaila. Notwithstanding, that's halacha. There is a place can bring down if you know, see, not your case, you know that he entered both a Yiddish and a Goyish place, then they say those svaras. But minastam, we assume that that's where he lost it, that's where he was hanging out that day. Or that shchuna, that area. All right. Continues the Machaba. Afilu im yoda, a bigger chiddish. Afilu im yoda shem Yisrael nafla. You know it fell from a Yid. Let's say it's a Jewish item, or let's say it has a Yiddish name on it, or you, whatever it is, or even maybe even you saw it fell from him. Just right, and v'yesh ba simin, and you has a simin. Still, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Shavada nisyash or abaylan, because they certainly were miyayish. Or kagoyim, but provided if you want to invoke yish, it's kagoyim shehu midvam sheyesh litloy sheyada miyad ben nifilaser kamarchi isbar. If you want to invoke the svara of yish, then it has to be those items that you know for sure he knew that he lost. Because if not, it's yish lemidas. If I find something, make it a pen. Maybe he doesn't know about it yet, or if I found the whatever it is, maybe he doesn't know about it yet. So it has to be some the type of item that you know for sure that he already knows. When I got a pen. personally, it's you're talking in a pen, is those type of things that a person probably knows that he lost. It might be begadah mamashmish bekise talmid. You have to know what type of pen, and then you have to know what type of person. Okay, I'm not giving you a call on that. But it will be an item that you know for sure that he knew that he lost. Something very heavy, the Gemara says, or like money, or whatever it is. Then enachanami, you're allowed to keep it, even if it's a davish yesh by simin, because he's going to assume that a guy found it, and he was a chameyayish. The second he found that, I lost it in this neighborhood, no one's going to return it, I'm a yayish. That's it. So that's what comes out of Makaba. So Makaba gives a case of Roiv Yisrael, Yimuchuv Lakris, even a Roiv Akum, but the Shchuna is a Roiv Yisrael, Yimuchuv Lakris. And then the other half he has is that if it's a Roiv Akum, or even if it's Roiv Yisrael in the ear, but it's the Shchuna is Roiv Akum, then you're not Muchuv Lakris. And he's Maisiv and Ekshah Hisafa, even if you know for sure it was a Yiddish Azak, and it has a Simen, still if he knew that he lost it, he was Miyayish.
In the area like nearby Yeshiva,
I don't know Yeshiva, yeah?
It's not about, but I'm saying, some of the time like it, it's not Barbara Kanafab, it's like in between.
Kensington.
It's like, you know, some.
I can't tell you what it is, I don't know what
the
Mitzvah
is. It's more of a different, because, yeah, it's not so, it's different than how it works with the Goyim in.
Okay, let's first do this if, and then we'll try to get back the goal. Alright, fine. So, what's Pshat? Some Pshat's like this. So, if you learn Pashe Pshat, let's look at this Ma. Let's see, the Sma says, in Smasiv Katan Vav, I'm actually going to skip the first half of the Sma, even though it's very negev, but I'm going to go to the second half. He says, in the first wide line, he says, V'gam shom b'prisha kasavdi tam, lom aloy amrinim b'zeh, d'roi v'kar av hochen acha haroiv, v'aynu roi v'ir. Why in this halakha, in this case, when you have, the city is, let's say goyim, just the area are yidin. Why aren't we toilet that we go bus the city that are goyim, or vice versa? If it would be faked, if the city would be yidin but the area would be goyim, let's go bus the halakha and makabe says you go bus the goyish neighborhood. Why are we going bus the neighborhood? We should go bus the whole city. Why? Because the halacha is a klal that when you have a roiv karev, if you have you could be toilet that it fell from the roiv. Or you could be Taylor fell from the Karev in this immediate neighborhood. There's a cloud, Roiv Karev, Hokanacha Roiv. So, this Ma, here too, when you have Roiv Karev, you should be Hokanacha Roiv, which is Vainu Roiv here. So, why over here don't we say that? Deloy Amrin and Kain. Ela Hecha da Karev, Enu Bamakum Shanimsa Sham Atzmai. When do we say Roiv Karev if you. It's not here. It either came from there, which is Karev, or came from there, which is a Roiv. So it had to come from one of those two places, but not here. It's two theres that we're downing. So you want to know which there takes precedence? It's the there of the roiv. The roiv is more important, is more kaveya than the kariv. But here, over here we have a shayla, here where we found it, not roiv here. This shchuna, this very spot where the aveda is, it's you're talking that it came from the neighborhood, forget, more people frequent this spot, more people pass this spot from the neighborhood. So I know how many people were yidden on this spot, it was the roiv of the neighborhood. Here we will zikha go baso the kariv. It's not kariv, it's mkoimai. When do we have roiv and kariv, we go baso roiv. But it's roiv and mkoimai mamish, then we'll go baso the makam. It's not coming from a kariv, it's here. I want to know what's here. Here certainly takes precedence over there, even if there is a roiv. So if I want to know, do I go baso roiv here, do I go baso the shchuna, it's kaveya because that's here. That's not just karev. That's here, and that's. Sorry. Even by kurva demucha, rather we go both right. Taisa says. Right, but this is even better. This is mamish bimkoymei. Therefore, betzikon lemish shibol l'sham yemakom acher because then we have a loymish nesgagul lo v'l'sham mirei b'neiya. Over there, we have to say came from another place. So, which place to be toiler? You'll be toiler came from the roiv rather than the karev. But over here, that it's mamish here, the navadi here is kaveya. What you see from the sma is that he understood that the dynamic of the sif, besides the yish, is also that I'm allowed to be toiler that it came from. The shchuna, I'm allowed to be toiler, came from this person. I'm allowed to say, that means with the reason why, let's say it's a roiv, the ear is yidim, but the neighborhood is a goyish neighborhood, I'm allowed to be toiler, it fell from this guy. The guy who lived in the neighborhood, whatever, these people who frequent the neighborhood, it fell from the guy, and I'm allowed to keep it, why? Because I'm toiler, it fell from the guy. I mean, see, that's how he learned. In this lamdas, he's learning as pashit, a taliyah, who it fell from. That's besides the lamdas of Yish. Mashenkin de Taz is going to argue. If you look in the Taz asks on the smarts, a kasha, what his kasha, whatever, we can get out of this kasha. But if you look in the Taz, in the second column, the top line, towards the end of the line, it says, Venirli. That's not pshat. Venerly dishani hocha, kaven she'efshel lezbarer ayedei ha'achraza, the avedu shal Yisrael. Since over here you're allowed to be, you have the ability to be mezbarer ayedei ha'achraza, the avedu shal Yisrael, avdinun kain, and you have to be machris. V'lo mahani kan shum roiv. The fact that there was a roiv of the city, that's goyim, doesn't allow you to keep it, even though enachanami roiv v'karav ha'elkanaka roiv. And Betim, if I want to be Taylor, who it fell from, I know who it fell from. It fell from the Roiv, let's say the Goy. I mean, theory, I would be able to make that clear. But since it's Eshel of Ruri by Yedei Achraza, then you have to make Achraza and you now let it invoke such a concept. You can't invoke a Roiv that it fell from a Goy. The only time we go bus a Roiv is only Elalinim Yish Bailim. That's when we go bus a Roiv. Lagabi the halacha, the Gabi the lumdus of Yish, that's when we go bus a Roiv. But Makam Roiv Akam, Havi Aveda Shomaitzai, why? The feel enough of me is from Miyayish law. Because he knows it's going to be Miyayish because he thinks that a guy is going to find it. That's when we'll use the concept of Roiv. But we now let it use the concept of Roiv. But Makam to Lavi Yish, Tzorach Lachas, Afilu Im. Even if it's a vade roiv akum, it's a mi Yisrael, the lamahani lezev roiv klal, kevan de efshe b'achraza. Over here it's not shy.
Wouldn't there be yish if it's roiv akum?
No, in a kanami. At roiv akum, you'll have the lamdas of yish. But you're only allowed to use the lamdas of yish, but you're not allowed to use the lamdas to be toiler that it fell from the yid. Or to be toiled actually that it fell from the guy that allows you to keep it. You can't do that. You can't invoke such a lamdas because since it's Efshel of Ruri, you could always be machers and find the Yiddish owner. Possibly it's a Yiddish owner, and therefore you have a chiv to be machers and you can't invoke that. It means the Sma holds that you have a dynamic that you could be toiled, it fell from a guy, and the Taz says no. You only could use the Roiv, but negate to Yish. What's now? If that's the case, if the Taz is learning that's only b'negeya to Yish, so then the whole Mechaba's heta could only work if he knows that he lost it. It has to be a dava that the loser already knew that he lost it. So then we can say, oh, he was Miyayish because he knows that Reva Akam are going to find it. So that means when you go back to the Mechaba, just Pashup Shad had a Taicha Mechaba, that whole second here for the Mechaba, and he says, Avam Reva Irakam, or I feel the Ruba Yisrael and Matzah B'makam Shereva Ivram Shemakam, Enu Chayiv. It's not true. He is Chayiv. Just Enu Chayiv, wait 1 minute, like the Mechaba, and he continued, I feel the Yadim Shemitzah Nafi Yetu Basin Shavani Siyacha Abaylam, only you could go in Shemitvam Shemitzah 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 qualify all the cases, all these cases, say Roiv Akam in the city, say if it would be Roiv Yisrael in the city, but it's Roiv Ivrim Shom Akam, or say the last case, I mean that list you saw for the Mechab, is necessary for the entire Heta, because without it, it's a Yishlei Midas. The guy doesn't know he lost it yet, so you can't invoke the concept of Yish. Now, it's not mashma like that in the Mechaba.
And how do you know whether the guy knows
him? So it has to be those certain items, which we'll hopefully learn later on. There are certain items that we could assume the person already knows that he lost it. Let's say money. Adam Mamashish Bekisei Tamid. He touches every single second. So those items, you know that he lost it. So that's not really. Now, like the Sma, on the other hand, the Mechab is much more kibshutah. The Mechab is saying like this. You should know, Imroi v'irakum, you can keep it, no problem. Why? It came from a goy. A goy, you don't have to return his aveda. I feel a ruby throw makum sherei v'evim shemakum, also ain't a chayv. Why? Again, you can let it be told that it fell from a goy. Either city is Jewish, good, but the neighborhood's goyim, and that's the place where I found it. I go bust the place where I found it, and I'm allowed to be told it fell from a goy. So I'm allowed to keep it as that. Ainu chayev, period. Now there's a hisaf of the Mechaba, a zayt gosava. I feel um yadit from Yisrael naflo. Means, till now I was assuming that I'm allowed to use the roiv to say it came from a goy. But I feel um yadit from Yisrael naflo, so I can't invoke the heta to be told it fell from the goy. Still you're allowed to keep it, provided it's midvarim sheyesh litloi sheyadim yadim filosa, because he was miyayish. It's very geschmack, the Mechaba makes much more sense, like the Sma than the Taz. Like the Taz, why did the Mechaba stick in the middle, Einu Chayiv? Right? If it's really all one halacha, all with going from advanced shapes of tzitzit, he should have said, all these cases, Rei Vakim, Rei Yisrael, Afil Miyadet Shem Yisrael Nafla, then Eino Chayv could go into Midvarim. The fact that Mechaba sticks in after the first two cases, Eino Chayv, says Eino Chayv is no matter what Eino Chayv. Why? Because I'm telling you it's Rei Vakim. There's the last case, Yiyadet Shem Yisrael Nafla, then you need the din, this Tanai, could go into Midvarim, Sheyesh Litzel, Sheyadam Yad, Benefilasai. The Chayra, it's more mistavo like the Sma. Now, Grada happens to be La Halacha, we paskin like the Sma. First, besides that, Lashon HaMachab is like that, is the whole Raya that the Taz has. The Taz says, Ukai Gav Na'ashka Kom B'Taisa Perkli Akbar. He found that Taisa says such a Svara that even by Roiv, it can't be Taila on the Roiv, it's Efshal Achraza. Now, Grada, there's a Taisa, actually two Taisa in Bab Matiach of Dalar Amanav, the Akhrainim bring down, is Mavu Fakir from the Taz. That Avada, this Halacha, the Shtam Tzim Nakamara, is Avada, you have both dynamics. Sai Yush and say the Tliya that it fell from a goy. You're allowed to use that Tliya. And Taisa says in Mefurish twice on over here in the Sugya. What do you do with the other Taisa that Taz has? It's got the Makhlekes in Gemara Rabbanu Vishim ben Elazar. And Grada, we pass on Vishim ben Elazar, that's this case. But Grada Taisa that he's quoting, the Taisa in Baba Brasa, happens to be going in the other Shita, happens to be going in the Shita's Rabbanu. And the Rabbanu maybe hold like that, that you can't be Tliya that fell from a Yid and you have to be Machris. But we, Paskin, not like that. We paskin with Shimon Nolazim. All the Rishonim come out. We paskin like Shimon Nolazim. Mamela, Avada, you allow to be Taylor that fell from a guy. Both dynamics are here. And Grad the Baruch Hashem, I found this. It's in Shut Maria Asad. It's Yudhi Yalla, Chelek Aleph Sum Kuchav Beis. And there's a Shut Masham, a Chelek Gimel Kuf Nunvav. And it's also Mashma like that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here as well. That we taka have both dynamics, and that's how we paskin. So at the end of the day, we're going to go with the smazlam. This means it's mulakuladik. You're allowed to use either concept to be meiko. Now you want to know before what are the nafkaminas between these things. So here's a strong nafkamina, simple, fundamental nafkamina. Loit the Taz is only negeya if the loser already knew that he lost it. Otherwise, you can't invoke the principle of yish. Meshenkin loit the sma. It's irrelevant. He knew about it. Who cares? The idea, I'm allowed to be tailor. It fell from the goyim. I'm allowed to keep it. That's one basic nafkamina. Give you another nafkamina. Nafkamina is like this. Let's say you have a city that's exactly mechza u mechza. So the halacha is by mechza u mechza, you have to be a machaz. It's suffic deraisa luchumra, right? Now, let's say I'm part of the mechza u mechza, right? So there's 100 people in the city. There are 50 yidim and 50 goyim. I'm a yid, and I'm one of them who found this aveda, right? If I found this aveda and I know it's not mine, so come to us. I'm not part of the Suffolk anymore. Zichin, not me. So now I have really only 99 people to be Mesupik who lost his Aveda. 50 Goyim and 49 Yidden. Oh, so if I have the din, I'm allowed to be Toilet, it fell from a Goy. I'm going to be Toilet Basa Raiv, it fell from a Goy, I'm allowed to keep it. Majenke, if the Lomdis is only Yish, that when the loser finds out that he lost it, and then he's going to say, Oy vey, I'm never going to find it. No one's going to be markers because the goyim going to find it. No. It's 50 yidden, 50 goyim. Maybe a yid will find it and he will be markers. So he won't be meyayish yet. Either loser himself was one of the 50. Good, but the loser himself also might find it. He's also trying to find it. So here you have 100 potential people to find it. It's mechzal mechza. So he's not meyayish yet. Mashenkin, if it's a din to be toiler, I'm allowed to be toiler if it fell from the goy because I know I'm not part of the zafik. This goyness is whose? Ricky Veg and Pnei Yeshua. It's not mine. They both said, is it? That's going to be a nafkamina between this. It's Kavaldik and nafkamina. Kishmak and nafkamina. It's Kishmak. It's not from the gear because Mamish Mechza Mechza. You know exactly a poll count of the city, but it's a Kishmak and nafkamina. I'll give you perhaps another nafkamina. Let's do the beginning of the Sma in Sifkot Nevot. The Sma says like this. His Medaik in the Mechaba. Let's go back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, I feel we in Mechza Akum and Mechza Yisrael, you got to be Machris. It's 50-50, you got to be Machris. Why is Feka the Raisa Luchumra? Then he continues, I feel Ruba Akum, the most of the city is a Goyim, the Humot B'makum Shariva Ivram Shom Yisrael is Chayv Laivzim. So the Tzma's bothered. If you're always going bust of the Makum, right? So why over here do we have to say B'makum Shariva Ivram Shom Yisrael Chayv Laivzim? The neighborhood is Yidden. Even if the neighborhood be Mechza Mechza, you'd be mechuyv la'achzir. Why? Because let's go through the lumdis. Every time Mechza Mechza is a sfeikah d'oraita l'chumra, you got to be machris. And the fact that the roi v'ir is goyim, we don't care about. We always look at the neighbor, who frequented this place, and who lost the island. So he's asking Akasha, why did the Mechaber say that when you have a roi v'akum in the city, just the neighborhood is roi v'Yisrael, it's chayiv la'akseh? It should have been even mechzel, mechzel should be chayiv la'akseh. It's a effect of sma. So after sma, beprisha kasafti, the dafka ka'oma bezeh, the boyish roi v'ogrim sham Yisrael. Why? The kiva deruba akum, since most of the city is akum, that's enough to be machriya the Sufik. It will be in the neighborhood 50-50. Then we'll now look to the city that the city is Rav Goyim, and we'll say, I'm in the Nisyaish Mistama, and Lev the Rav Ivram Sham Yisrael. Unless Rav Ivram Sham Yisrael, that's when we'll say, oh, you got to go bust to the neighborhood. Veloisaki be Mexal Mexal. But be Mexal Mexal, then we'll go to the Rav of the ear, which is whatever it is. In this case, if the Rav ear will be Goyim, then it will be Goyim. Then you're allowed to keep it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when he brings down the Sma, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, that's good, like the Sma's lumdis. That the Sma wants to be toilet that it came from a guy. He wants to know who it fell from. So the lumdis, who it fell from, Zok Aruch HaShulchan, it's Geshmak, that if you have Roiva the city goyim, and the neighbor is 50-50, so we'll add to the 50-50 the roiv of the city to say, oh, it's probably fell from the goy, and the melee you're allowed to keep it. So that's why the Sma says in Mechab is Medayik, it's Geshmak, why you need Bedavka that the neighborhood is roiv from Sham Yisrael. Mashayin Kain, if you hold like the Taz, that we never go Baso roiv who lost it, we only look to the roiv finders to know if Yom Yayish. So the fact that the city is roiv goyim doesn't make a difference. If the neighborhood is 50-50, the guy's not going to be Miyayish. He's going to think, hey, it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe you will find it. Maybe a goy will find it. There's a good chance someone will be Machris. And hey, someone's going to be Machris. I'm not going to be Miyayish. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that this whole Sma is only Lishitasi. But Leita Taz and Echanami, even if it will be Mechza al Mechza in the neighborhood, you're also going to have to have a Chit. You're also going to be Mechuyiv to be Machris, because the guy won't be Miyayish. He'll assume that half the neighborhood was Chizidin might have found it. Why? Oh, very good shmak, very good. Yeah, so the Pelha on the Aruch HaShulchan is, just before we get to the Shaila, is that the Aruch HaShulchan on the side, I saw other Achronim go this way too, that they understood that B'negeh to Tliya, who lost it, that will go Basa, the person who will go Basa the city, to add to the 50-50 that's in the neighbor. 50-50 in the neighbor, go either way. And we'll go bust a Rav city. Oh, we'll add them into the equation. And we'll, now we see it's a Rav Goyim who lost it. But Machenk ben Negev to who found it, to whether I'm going to be Miyayish. If it was in this in the neighborhood, I'm assuming someone in the neighborhood must have found it. And if it's 50-50, I'm not going to be Miyayish, because there's a good chance that you might have found it. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan goes. That would be another Nafkamina. However, like he pointed out correctly, that's not true. The Sma doesn't say that the Lomdis is, because then we'll use the Rav Ear to say that it fell from the Rav Ear. The Sma says we'll use the Rav Ear and Amrinim the Nisyayish. We could use the Rav Ear to be Machriya the Suffolk, the Mexa Mexa, even Benegeya to Yish. The loser will say that Hayois the neighborhood 50-50 and Rav the city is Goyim. Mustama a Goy found it. Because the neighbor is 50-50, and also add into the equation the Roiv people in the city are Goyim, Mustama, a Goy found it. So I'll be Miyayish. The Sma says, Lahedi, it's Altiyish. And Altiyish, the Taz is not going to argue. The Taz also made it to the Lomd as a Yish.
It only work by those things that you have Yish baby there. So you have a problem.
Correct. It means you're right. 100%. That's a very good point. It means late to Sma's Lomdis, that he says it's B'negeh to Yish, then you have to say the reason why the Mechab, the Mechab done the thing, B'mokum Sh'roiva, Oivim Sham Yisrael, is to be Koyal, even in a case where the loser will know that he lost the item. But if the loser won't know that he lost the item, and in Chanami, even by Mechza on Mechza, you'll be Chayiv La'akzeh, Al Tzasfeg the Reis Lachama. 100%. Correct. It means if the only Lomdis is Yish, then you need that last tonight that it's Midvam Sh'yesh Litla Sh'yadam Yad Benefil Asay. Mask him. And it's God is not such a smart. The Chazoy Nochem in I think it's Machshir in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, he's Medayik and he wants to know the Yukim. He suggests Mamish this pshat like this man, and he doesn't call it the Sma. He lives shortly after the Sma. And he says, also, Lahedja, it's benegeya to yish. In lamdas a yish, we could use the right here to be machriya the mechzal mechzal. So once we're learning the lamdas a yish, then there's no nafkamina in this man. The taz also is made to the lamdas a yish. So that can't be a nafkamina between the two. And mabela, that part of the machaba would stim even later taz. All right, let's go through. I'm going to see more, and I'll show you maybe a few more nafkaminas as we go through. This halacha we're talking about, that we go basa roiv, we go basa. Or the Mechaba starts off, Yisroel Mitzuyim Shom, which really the Mechaba's intent means Raif. What's the Raif? Let's say you'll have wealthy Goyim, and each guy owns 100 items. And you'll have, let's say, 100 Goyim, and each guy owns 100 items, so you have now 10,000 Goyisha items in Shtat. And let's say you'll have, on the other hand, 1,000 Yidin. So Mamish, the Yidin outnumber the Goyim 10 to 1. But only every Yid only owns 5 items. You only have 5,000 Yiddish items. So klapi the items, you have Roiv Goyish items in the Shtat. And klapi the people, you'll have Roiv Yisraelim in the Shtat. Do you go by the people, or do you go by the items? The Mechab is Mavur, that you go by the people. He always handles me, Yisrael, Roiv Yisrael, Roiv Akim, Roiv Yisrael. He doesn't, so the Chavis Das.
Not very family.
No, it's rave people. We're going to get to that in a shortly. And so the Chavis Das in Simin, I believe it's Kuf Yud and Yeridea, brings a raya from here, benegeh, to even basa b'chala, let's say teisha chanuyis and other things, that you go basa raiv, you go basa raiv chanuyis or raiv basa, he learns that you see from here, that you go basa raiv anoshim. That's the keveya. Anoshim is a bigger keveya than items. That's how he says it. The Chochmas Adam and Binis Adam and Shark in Shara Kavu, I think it's Simen Tazayin, the Chachmas Odom takes issue with the Chavis Das. He says that it's not a two-shtelto over there, Teisha Chanuyis. Teisha Chanuyis, you want to know the Basa, if the Basa is kosher or treif, so you have to dan the Basa. You want to know which is the Basa, so we have to go Basa, maybe then we'll take a go Basa, Roiv Basa. And not just Roiv Chanuyis, so Roiv Anoshim will sell, Roiv Anoshim will buy. Mashaykin, here the Shaila is who lost the item. I want to know from whom it fell. So the shayla is not on the item, the shayla is the loser. If the shayla loses, avada going to go basa raiv anoshim. Means they both hold avada over here, go basa anoshim. But the Chavis Das made it out like into a cloud godel, b'chala terekuli, go basa raiv anoshim rather than raiv items. And the Chachmas Adam says, no, maybe over there you take go basa raiv items. But over here, for sure, the shayla is benegeya to who lost it, so there you're going to go basa raiv anoshim. Now that's an alumnus of the Sma, that you want to know who lost it. If you want to know who found it, it's the same thing, but you have to be maisif, that it also been negeh to yish, you're going to go basa raiva anoshim, because people find things. So I want to be negeh, who should I expect found this item, that I'm going to go basa the raiva anoshim who find items. It's irrelevant if there are more goyish items in the world, or goyish items in the neighborhood. I want to know basa who found it, in the lumdus of yish, or that I'm going to go basa raiva anoshim. That's also, I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm zikr going to go basa raiva anoshim, say be negeh to the lumdus who lost it, and say benegeh to the lumdus who found it, so the loser should be meyayish. Alright. Let's go a step further. Okay, so now I know we go basa roiv anoshim. Do I go basa roiv anoshim stamazai, or do I go basa roiv frequency of anoshim? Let me explain. Let's say zechen shnei, let's say you go to shul. You daven in shul 3 times a day. So the street of the shul is frequented by the same person at least 6 times a day. To and fro shul, 3 tefillahs a day. Or let's say yeshiva, you have 2-3 starim a day. So that street is frequented by that yid who attends the shul or attends the yeshiva 6 times a day. That's a given, right? Now, so let's say you'll have in the city roiv goyim, a little more than yidin. But there's no reason to assume the guy is going to yeshiva 3 times a day, back and forth, right? So he's not. So if he traveled by, he happens to travel by, like everyone else happened to travel by. But in terms of frequency, let's say I could establish, you maybe gave a better marshal, but I could establish that in frequency, for sure more Yidin frequented this area, even though this neighborhood is Rav Goyim. But you want to know who frequented this area? It was Rav Yidin, because they travel on this path a few times a day, where Mashenk and the Goyim only come once. Or vice versa. Let's say you know it's an area that the Goyim travel a lot to that. Let's say it's a mall, and they go malls often, whatever, a few times a day, whatever it is. They're going to go more often there than the Yidin. Do you go basa Rav Anoshim Stam, or Rav Anoshim with their frequency in the place? I believe, even though I don't have a raya mufareshes l'zeh, I believe you go basa frequency. Now, even though maybe it's the stimus of Mechab is even not like that. Because if the lumdis is, let's say you go back to the lumdis of the Sma, that I want to know in this area, means I'm dunning the ear, l'chaya, I want to know what my chances are that someone lost the item. Well, every time he passes by, there's another chance he'll lose the item. So in terms of chances of losing, or chances of finding, every time he passes by, he has a chance to find the item. So in chances of losing or finding, you have to go by the frequency. Who frequents the area more often, or how many times it's frequented by a yid, that will show the odds whether a yid lost it or whether a yid's going to find it or not.
Is it a question if you have a prison and all the shayim were Jews and the guys in prison, you have 1,000 prisoners and the Jews going by there, obviously it's from the Jews. So the rov is, you can obviously go buster who frequents it, because that's really what the rov is.
So you're agreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm just showing why it's a double
question. Okay. Now, grad... grad. But the Rechava Roiva Oivim Shom just might mean the more passerbys. But even though he passed by 10 times a day, but he's counted as one. I rather wanted to say maybe a dig from the first part of Makabe Yisrael Mitzuyim Shom. Why you need the Mitzuyim Shom? It should be Stam Roiv. Why the rest of, what was the indication of Mitzuyim? Perhaps Mitzuyim will indicate the Motzi, you know, Motzi and Pamim. It's Roiv Mitzuyim Shom in the times. It's more frequented by Yidin because they frequent the area more often. There is a, there's a Terius Gittin. And Evan Ezra Kuflam and Bey, the Terius Gittin says like this. He says that if you'll have Kavuim in the city and travelers who frequent the city, even if the travelers outnumber the Kavuim, you go back to the Kavuim. Because they're the Ikka. That Kavuim there, that's more often. That I guess he means more often they're going to find it, more often they're going to lose it. Actually, he's going by losing. More often, you could be Taylor that the Kavuim who are there, the Kviyas, lost it, even though the travelers outnumber the Kavuim. And he brings a raya from a sugya. I ran not get into it because Luchaya's raya is a raya fakert. So the truth is, Devrei Chaim and Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Menun says fakert. The case where he's coming from is in Mefush fakert. Mamish fakert from the. So if anything, the Devrei Chaim goes not like this. Tariz Gin. Tariz Gin, by the way, the Nasiv is the Kavaz Das. Goes not like this. He goes, no, you go by the travelers that frequent there. Now, the Loshen Mechab is certainly like the Devrei Chaim, not like the Kavazaz, right? I kept on saying when I taught the Mechab, you go back to the city, go back to the neighborhood. I just made it like convenient. But really, the Loshen Mechab is you go back to the city or you go back to the travelers. And the Mechab seems to say you go back to the travelers, which would indicate not like the Teres Gittin. But I think, even if you want to argue to the application of the Teres Gittin, but I think in Lomdis, what the Teres Gittin really trying to bring out is this vart, is that you go past a frequency, if it's frequented. So the Mechab knew that Reiv Oivim Shom, it was frequented more by the Yidden. But let's say I could establish that the Kvuim frequented more. For every traveler passes by once, the settlers in the city travel by three times. So now, the frequency, the Kvurim will outnumber the Oivrim, and the Chlamim, maybe we'll go bust the Kvurim. Because we really have to go bust the frequency. And even like there's another lamb, there's a smile, said over Prat is why you want Raven Karvi, go bust here. Not like the Roiv, you go back to the place, because he also not Raven Karv, it's Raven Bimkaimai. The other Achrenim say different Lashain is Raven Matsui, you go back to the Matsui. They're different Lashain, but bottom line is, if it's Matsui, it's also, it's Matsui here, it's more frequented here by the Yidden.
What Raven time, let's say, I know of, for example, at 2 o'clock or certain time, that's when the
Goyim come out. Excellent. So the placement discussed that. Excellent. They discuss not by the hours of the day, but they discuss days. Let's say Shabbos is more frequented by Goyim, and let's say during the week it's more frequent by Yidden, or vice versa, how are you going to go in the Lomdis?
And time.
And Pashtis, if you're going to go bust a Tliya of who lost it, you don't, just because you found it today, you don't know that it was lost today. Maybe it was lost yesterday. So as long as you have Roiv Goyim, it could be Toilo. Let's say the Roiv Goyim of Shabbos outnumber the Roiv Yidden of the week. So you want to know in terms of numbers who lost it. Take the whole picture, all 7 days in its totality. It's more frequented by the Goyim than I could assume it was lost by a Goyim. I'm allowed to keep it. Or maybe if like Abayish as well. I could assume it'll be found by the Goy, and the Goy will, and therefore the Yid will be Miyayish. Means if you go bust to that, L'chay, you take its entire totality, and maybe by the hours of the day it would be the same.
Why did Mechaber explain that? You have about 14 different stages.
He says, Roy Ha'ovrim Shom, which might, like you said before, indicate that that's pshat. The frequency. Well, I don't know if it's... Oh yeah. All right. I don't know if it's such a kasha, because maybe we're talking about like a constant type of a factor. All right. Let's bring this out a little more. Will we cheshbin, who do we count as Roiv Anoshim? Head of households? Women? Children? Who are we counting in this Roiv? Who should we... Do we count... Okay, the Mechab is very clear cut. Yidin versus Goyim. And what about you have people in the middle, let's say, Tinekish and Nishbu and Mumarim, and they have a different dinim. Let's say Tinekish and Nishba. So you'll have a din, you have to return his Aveda. But you know, Lagabi finding, he's like a Goy. He's not going to be Machris, he's going to keep it. So how do we reckon, how do we count these numbers? So I think Adava Pasha, and I sort of place can talk about, but I think Adava Pasha, let's say one by one, it's the same thing really, let's say Katanim. Let's just go with the Shita that you have to, if a Katan loses something, you have to, you have a Chiv HaShava to the Katan. Let's assume you have a Mitzvah to return to Katan, let's say it's considered Shaloi, whatever, it's maybe a Shaila, we'll get to it, but let's assume you have a Chiv HaShava to a Katan. So Benegea to being the Smaz Londas of being Taylor, who it fell from, well if I have 50 Goyim and 50 Yidin and one Yiddish kid, or make it better, 50 Goyim and 49 Yidin. So Klapia, the adults, is a Rav Goyim. But there's one Yiddish kid, so now makes it Mexa. So Gabi, the Tliya of who lost it, hey, even if the cotton counts, maybe the cotton lost it, but he's Yiddish cotton, I have to return to him too. So now it's 50-50 Benegeah to who lost it. But from the Benegeah to Yish, I want to know, was the guy Miyayish? The guy was certainly Miyayish, because the 50 Goyim who find it, he's going to be a Miyayish. And the one cotton is going to find, he's also going to be Miyayish. A cotton is a lot bar shmira. He's not going to be Machris. Maybe you'll have a few from a katanim that are more knowledgeable. But a cotton finds it, he's pocketing this thing, he's breaking it, he's losing it, he'll do anything but return this item. So Memela b'negeh to Yish, that's another nafkimiyah, but this is nafkimiyah the other way around. It means where the Yish lumdis plays a better role than the lumdis at Taliyah. Because b'negeh to Taliyah, it's 50-50. B'negeh to Yish, it's 51-49, and I could be assumed that the guy is going to be Miyayish. Means now I have enough community that way. Just like in the Smaz case that you pointed out correctly, in the Smaz comes off at the beginning when you have Roy V'ir, Mechs in the neighborhood, the Smaz says, now we'll use the city, Benegeh to Yish. So you see that Yish will up one over the Sora of Roy. Well, here's another case. I have a Ketanim, Benegeh to Roy. I would have to be Machris, but Negei to Yish, I won't. And so too, Fry, this is very Negei also, Fryer people. The Fryer people, you have a Chiv HaShava too. Mashenkin, but Negei to Achrozo, they're not going to be Machris. So when you count Lakewood, you have to count, but Negei to who lost it, you have to count all the Yidin plus the Fryer on one side against the Goyim. But when Negei to Yish, then you only count the Fruma. The Fryer belong to the Goyisha half. And because they're not going to be Machris. So now you might have a Roiv or a Roiv Goyim in Lakewood. It's a Shaila, depending who you ask here, it's very close that if you put the Friar together with the Goyim, do they outnumber the Yidden? So it still might be in Lakewood, we still might have the Lum that's a Yish, that if the loser lost, knows that he lost it, we could be Taylor that he was Miyayish, because Roiv people in the city are either Goyim or Friar people who are not going to be Machers anyway.
Do we say Katanim are more likely to be Miyayish?
Katana, whether they're allowed to Miyayish is a whole nother passion. They might be likely, but that Yish might not work. That's also, we'll hopefully get to it. B'lineda. And another Nukuda I want to bring out is also the Suga Aveda, which I didn't see, but I think it should be Menaseichel, is that it's very nice, Mechab just brings a broad general rule, Roiv this, Roiv that, very geschmack. But there are items that I know don't work like that. I mean, it could be extreme items, let's say a sheitel, or let's say it will be a tichel. I know it's for sure from a Jew, right? Let's say a sheitel, copy a sheitel, even let's say goyim wear wigs. And let's say it's a wig that, unfortunately, could go either way, that either a yid or a goy could wear the azalecha wigs. Okay? But in such a case, I would assume that that wig, Lida comes from Roiv Yisraelim rather than the few Goyim in Shtar who are wearing the wigs. So, Kumta is Benegeh to a wig, I'll have it's Roiv Yisraelim. But Benegeh to finds it, that's Enechanam. That's across the board, it's irrelevant what Sug it is. The finders are chanced by finding, whoever it is. So, if there are Roiv Goyim in the city, Roiv Goyim are probably going to find that wig. But Benegeh to the Lums are losing, even though Roiv Goyim in the city, but I can't say that Roiv Goyim lost this wig, because when they get the wigs, I'm assuming Roiv Yidin lost it. Or let's say it's a toy. If it's a toy, I could assume maybe that a child lost it. It's a ball. I could assume a punch ball. I could assume a child lost this ball. So then the fact that there are more Yiddish or Goyish adults than the others, it's not any minyan. It's not part of the equation. I have to ban children. Are there more Jewish children in the city or more Goyish children in the city? That's been a geta who lost it. But the geta Yiddish, that taka who finds things, that's across the board. The whole city is part of the equation.
I think we once discussed by law you have to nance.
That by what?
By law, if you find something, you have to return. You have to be told that the
Goyim are fine. Goyim are not returning the Gada. By law, so-and-so sent me an email, a lawyer sent an email recently, had a lumdis, that by law, they prosecute you if you don't machriz. Because normally, if you have something, you have to give it over to the police within 7 days. There's a child under $5,000, over $5,000, but there's a cutoff. But he wants a taina, so the child says, are you allowed to take the item and give it over to police? Now, if you give it over to police, they're not going to be mekayim helchus ha-shavas aveda. I feel like mezogin, the policeman is not going to pack it himself, which is not poshut. But even so, he's certainly not going to be doyish adrei shechicha the way he's supposed to give his simon and whatever. So he's not going to be mekayim mitzvah ha-shavas aveda. And altogether, it's a shailo if you're allowed to give it over even to a yid. Which is also by Shmira, might be also by Shema Aved, which hopefully Belinad will get to at a different time. But certainly you're not allowed to give it over to a policeman. So the lawyer wanted to contend that Hayoyz by Lua, they're going to prosecute you, you have 6 months punishment in jail, and I think $100 fine if you don't give it over to the police. So therefore you wanted to say that you have that here you have to more worry about yourself than the halakha, because the halakha is if the Moitzi is going to lose out, he's not Mechuyiv, and immediately he'll be able to give it over to the police. That's what the lawyer sent me an email last week. And he's stating the statute to the law. So, Dava Pella by me, I think this guy is drinking something. I haven't heard yet anyone who was ever prosecuted for not giving over an Aveda and saying, I don't think in Bokshem. This week, a different lawyer sent an email back to that lawyer saying that in the last 50 years, he doesn't believe there's one prosecution yet on this, and it's Stam Shtusim, what the guy's saying. But by law, maybe you have to give it over to police, but I don't know anyone who's keeping it, and the Goyim certainly are not keeping it, and Mamela, I don't think that's part of the Cheshman. All right. Sorry? So that's what I'm saying. I believe a right to the Sheitel type of thing is from the Ramah, which we'll see by Svarim, that you see that you assume that came from a Yid because it's a Sefer. No, come on. That's where I was coming from. We're going to see Yish B'Neget who he's selling it to. Once. Well, hold on 1 second. We'll get to it. All right. Let's.
Why should the guy pick up the Sheitel? Why should he assume that it's Yish because of it? Most members leave it on the ground. Therefore,
I mean, if they don't need it. If they don't need it, then in the Kanami, maybe they'll pick. You're right. In the Kanami, well, you have to know if that's true. They might step on it. They might do other things to it. Okay, fine.
Look. At the place that did actually prosecute, assuming that it actually happened, then you would take that into question.
Yeah, if it's frequent. Not if it's a one in a million.
Let's say it's really lost, too. Forget it. You're right.
Let's say every single time, somehow the police know when you find things and they're going to prosecute you, then in a chlami, maybe he's taka right, that you have to watch for your own skin. Maybe you shouldn't pick it up. I don't know. You have to know which one is better. Okay, let's do a Ramah. Zokta Ramah. V'ayin l'kamon simin rei samakbei siv gimon. Okay, here comes this halakha. V'yeshoimim. Dem avad svarim. This is what you were mechavent to before. Avad svarim. Loi miyayish minayo afilu b'makim shuru ba'akam. Even in a place that the city is roi v'akam, when you find svarim, the bailam are not miyayish. Now the Ramah doesn't talk about Tamei hachayish. What happened to lost it? I guess that he held was a dover parshat. Well, who else is losing svarim? Other than a yid. It means, you see the Ramah took this lumdis into account, that if you find a sefer, you could assume it was a yid who lost a sefer. Aye, what about yish? You're allowed to assume that the guy was a miyayish also. Why? Fasepis, who cares that the loser was a sefer, but if Roy Vakum, they're going to find it and they're going to keep it. Saktisman, Sivkan Ches. The Ein Miderech Liknoisam, since it's not normal for them to buy, goyim don't buy svarim, elu Yisrael, ve'enu miyayish mehen, so therefore the Yisrael also was not miyayish, desava sheyachiz Yisrael ha'koino ve'etim behem simin. The guy is going to pick it up because he wants to make money. He'll pick up the sefer, he'll find the sefer Torah, find tefillin, he'll pick it up, he's going to keep it, and he's going to sell it. He's not going to use it for himself. Is Zicha going to sell it to try to make money? But who is he going to sell it to? The market out there is only for Yidden. So you know for sure it's going to end up by Yiddish hands. Today, tomorrow, eventually. A Yid's going to buy it. That Yid who's going to buy it is going to know, hey, if this guy sold it, there must be the guy picked it up somewhere. Through an Aved, a Gzela, whatever, he picked it up somewhere. So now the Yid is now going to be Marcus. Who lost its filling? Give me a Simen. So if it's a double Sheesh by Simen, eventually it's going to get wind its way back to the loser, because ultimately the buyer, Yisrael, is going to be Marcus. And Mamela, the loser, will never be Miyayish. Because even though there's Rav Akam, I know that eventually a Yid is going to get to it and he's going to be Marcus.
In the case of last week, where you got something borrowed, you saved, it's not about when you don't have a Simen in that?
By my case, sometimes I do have a Simen, sometimes I don't have a Simen. No, if I have a Simen, hopefully, not because he's going to sell it. God, that person bought with a chayid. I should never miyash, because hopefully eventually he'll see my name. Yeah, if I have my name in my Sram, yeah, that's true, if there's a name. Okay, so what you see in this Ramah is, and who Adin, there's a Chuvitz Beis Shmuel, sorry, in the Haggah, in Erechem Nun Zayin, in the second Haggah, he says, who Adin Talis, we said Sheitlich and Tfilin and whatever it is. Anything that's a Jewish item that Goyim have no use for. So even by Rav Akam, you know the Yid lost it, and he's not going to be Miyash, because even if a guy finds it, he's going to sell it to a Yid, it's going to wind up by Yiddish hands. Sorry? Karada, there might be, I don't know if a chiv to him to buy, because he has to be Maitzi Mamin, and that's a whole nother shayla, if a Maitzi Aved is Mechiv to be Maitzi Mamin. It's Mej Maklek, it's Aki, yes, others. But let's put that on hold. But when he, eventually he will buy it, he'll be Machiz, and not because he'll do it L'Shem Mitzah, he'll buy it, he will buy it, he'll be Machiz, and if he doesn't come back to a Yid, then maybe he'll use it himself, there might be halakas that then he might be able to use, he'll be Sham Demeyan, whatever it is. But eventually he's going to wind up in the Yiddish hands.
If he doesn't have to put out money for it, I would think that the guy's not
going to
do it, because he's
going to
say, I'm
going to
have
to do Machiz,
or
Vashmester. And so what's the guy going to do with this Piyat Tefillin at the end? Eventually he'll sell it cheap enough to find a Yid, he'll sell it for a dollar, he'll eventually get it. Let me just want be, sorry?
Not to
Yidah can be Marcus. Oh yeah. Let me be Moisef one more. The smack continues at the end of Sivkon Ches. Ken Kos of Miram by God, the Ramos says the same halacha in Simin Reish Lamed Vav, Soif Siv Ches. Over there it's the same halacha, but it's slightly different. Over there it's not talking about an Aveda, it's talking about Gzela. A guy stole something, and the Yid bought it, and he's mechuyev to give it back and be Marcus and give it back to the Yid who was stolen from, because you can't assume that the Yid was Meyayish, because the Yid makes his chedron. The guy, the Nigzal, makes a chedron that eventually is going to wind its way up to the hands of a Yid, and he's going to buy it, he's going to be Marcus. It's the same type of halacha, same lumdis, that you, there's no Yish by Dvarim Shebekdusha, no Yish by these things, so eventually it's going to wind up by Yid. To a Shailas Nebuch, after the Holocaust, and after the pogroms and all these things, you see shailas and the tshuvas, even Friedrich shailas, afterwards the guy confiscated the items, and then it wound up, artwork, whatever, it wound up in Yiddish hands, and now the shaila was, does he have to give it back? Does he have to be machris? Gevaldike shaila. So, sorry? Oh, so they discuss very good shmak. They discuss if it has halacha zutu sheyam anat. Some want to try zutu sheyam. At the end of the day, they don't invoke really that heta. Most don't invoke that heta. So the shayla is, if it's benegay, if you want to know mitaris yish, was the oived, was the nigzal, miyayish anat in the Holocaust, was the yidin miyayish anat, so the halacha l'chayri should have been, the state over here, the ma'avet svarim, lo yi miyayish menayif, because you know, it's eventually it's going to wind up in a Yiddish hand, so they're going to be makers. So the Pais commit is not true. If you look in the Chuvis Rashbash, that's a Friedik, the son of the Tashbats, at the end of Simen Mem Zayin, and there's a Chuvis Imre Yosh and Chelik Beis and Simen Nuntes, they say that Adkan we're talking about, if the kavanah of the guy to steal was to make money, or the finder was to make money. Minastam, what he's going to do with this iron? He's trying to make a buck. He's going to sell it off. Otherwise, there's no purpose for him. What he's going to do with a pair of tefillin? But if they're looters, or the lahaches niks, they're trying to be lahashmed, olare, golabe, that's their goal in life, their boizism, then clearly, it's not going to wind up by Yiddish hand. What are they going to do with the item? They're going to rip it up, they can make rachman sound like the Nazis, Yamak Shimon, they can make lamps out of Sifrei Torah, shoes out of Sifrei Torah, they're going to use it and cut it up and ruin it and burn it and be sayer fit. So there, it's not going to wind up by Yid. So the Navada, they're going to be machers. They're going to be avada that it's not going to wind up a yid, and they're going to be meyayish. We're only talking about when they're doing it l'shem mamon. So then you know he's going to sell it to a yid. But if it's not l'shem mamon, then it's not going to wind up a yid. So now avada the loser is going to be meyayish. Mamela, if you now buy it from the Nazis, yimak shemam, you buy it from these places, you don't have a chiyav hashava because the bialim was zechim meyayish. Now there's another halacha which we're going to see in Yetzer Shem. I think it's later on. It's if hey, there's a halacha that even when there is yish. Because it's a forced yish, it's a different machlekes, how vai to take it. But even though when he knows yish, it's still a lefnimishur sadin to give it back. So in these cases, if you know the rightful owner, you'll have a lefnimishur sadin to give it back. But the place the nafka min is, you're not mechiv to be machris, could be. That's lefnimishur sadin, some want to say that you're only mechiv to give it back if you know who the owner is. But you're not mechiv to be matriach and be machris. So in these cases, you'd be able to keep it as yours, because the gebayim was zichem yayish, and achrazi you're not mechiv to do. But if you taka know whose it is, if it has a name on it, we know whose it is, then ya'en echanami, you should give it back to the rightful owner, lefnimishur sadin. But make it in it was meyayish, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just a normal case. All right, the Gutavok. There's more here, Belinado. There's actually Siv Dal is an application of this halakha of Gimel, and will be my Siv. Gutavok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.